Welcome to Evolve, Mastery for Leading a New World, with CEO and award-winning author, Yvette Bethel. This podcast is dedicated to supporting leaders with a variety of solutions to build trust, inspire authentic change, and improve morale within your organization. Learn how to grow your people, build your culture, and transform your results.
Welcome to Evolve, Mastery for Leaders of the New World. My name is Yvette Bethel, and I thank you for joining me. Kate is an assistant manager and a strong performer who is well trained in a very technical area that few people understand. She's a no-nonsense employee whose communication style can be quite abrasive at times. Yet, she's deeply trusted for her superior expertise. Because she's an expert in her field, the executive team and other colleagues have to rely heavily on her for information and guidance. In light of the trust in and strong reliance on Kate, she's perceived as a threat by the political elite within her organization, and she has no idea that they perceive her in this way. Kate is representative of many employees who refuse to play political games at work. She ignores the games being played around her because she occupies herself with achieving substance over form. Kate and her team engage in extensive research. So in addition to expert power, another type of power she possesses is information power. Information power is a derivative of expert power, and it refers to the power associated with a person who has information others need or want. Kate is dedicated to team cohesion, so she takes the time to build relationships and loyalties. Kate's relationship power is threatening to the power elite because no one truly understands the depth and breadth of her network. They know that Kate can choose to make things happen or she can block progress. Blocking is yet another form of power, and like all other forms, whether you use it for the greater good or to do harm, once it is perceived, it can be threatening to those who aspire to and those who want to protect their power. To make matters worse, Kate's straight-shooting communication style destabilizes the power elite. They are hypersensitive to tones that sound condescending, for you see, the office politicians always want to be viewed as perfect, because they feel this helps them to maintain their power and control. Whether persons have ambition for power or not, whether they define what Kate has as power or not, they perceive it. But as I previously mentioned, Kate has no idea that she possesses multiple forms of power. All Kate knows is that she is constantly being attacked by the politically ambitious. Their goal is to diminish Kate's power by actively seeking to destabilize her. The power elite methodically attack Kate in a number of ways. The primary way they seek to do this is to take conscious steps to diminish trust in her. Firstly, when they attacked her information power, they stopped including Kate on technical meeting invites. Then, they started sending other less qualified employees to technical conferences, thinking that these junior employees who are less qualified and less experienced can comprehend the information and translate it into productive outcomes. What the politically elite do not understand is that by taking these circumventive measures, they may destabilize more than trust in Kate. By keeping the expert in the dark, the expert who helps others to understand and execute their duties, they are negatively affecting the long-term performance of the team. Now, if you are unaware of the power you possess, one way to identify it is to reflect on how you're being attacked. Are persons trying to destroy your relationships? Are they leaving you out of the loop? Or are they planting negative seeds designed to brand you in a way that causes disapproval of you in the long term? The nature of the attack is directly connected in many cases with the type of power that they perceive within you. From Kate's perspective, substance will always prevail, so she ignores most of the attacks, viewing them as petty-minded. So the voice of the office politicians, who are constantly making disparaging remarks about Kate, are the only voices being heard. Repetition has the effect of reinforcing a message if it remains unchallenged. Therefore, Kate's disengaged approach has the effect of reinforcing the negative message she views as not worth her time. In Kate's mind, her work should speak for itself. But what she doesn't realize is that if her voice is not being heard, or if someone is not speaking up on her behalf, persons preoccupied with form can succeed at diminishing her contributions using exaggeration, minimization, or other forms of spin. Some office politicians who are preoccupied with amassing power operate on the assumption that if someone else is succeeding, they will be overshadowed. This type of scarcity mindset is unproductive and leads to the fear that creates power dynamics. This narrative about Kate illustrates two types of office politicians. The first type is fixated on ambition for power and doing whatever it takes to protect and amass power. The second type is non-political. They are oblivious to their power, and they focus on providing quality work and superior results. They believe in integrity and honesty and view politicians as persons who do not possess these qualities, so they don't aspire to develop the interpersonal skills of the office politician. The skills of the politicians are neither good nor bad. The intent behind the utilization of their skills determines if the outcome is destructive or empowering. Power can be used to help or hinder, build or destroy. In order for your organization to sustain itself through its team, empowerment should be the ultimate goal. For you see, empowered employees are not only happy and more productive, happy employees interact positively with your customers, enhancing the quality of service and setting the stage for improved sales results. With that, I thank you for joining me at Evolve Mastery for Leading the New World, and I invite you to join me every Monday for a brand new podcast.
Thanks for listening to Evolve Mastery for Leading a New World. Visit YvetteBethel.com to learn more about Yvette's leadership programs and to download her free gift, Success Tips for Igniting Your Career.